conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Stephen Colbert, whose late show will fade to black in May.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live in unsettling times with rising autocracy targeting America's most vulnerable. Talk show hosts.
KNX Radio's Craig Figner from L.A.
A few hundred protesters picketed ABC's studios in Burbank.
Many dominoes will fall that will lead us into a full-blown authoritarian dictatorship.
They're being used as a cudgel for Trump to get what he wants. And they should have nothing to do with what a comedian says.
They're vowing this protest is just the first of many to follow.
The president's handpicked FCC chair Brendan Carr defends the crackdown.
We've been clear, we're reinvigorating the public interest. I think this is an important step in the right direction.
Carr on Fox. Officials in Washington state believe they've found the remains of Travis Decker, the fugitive father accused of killing his three young daughters in May. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison.
We're able to get on the ground confirmation they were human remains. We've since collected some items from that and sending it out to Washington State Patrol's crime lab to see if we can get DNA confirmation if it is Mr. Decker.
The remains found in a wooded area south of Leavenworth, Washington. A newly formed CDC advisory panel votes today on more changes to COVID vaccination recommendations. Yesterday, they voted against recommending the combined MMR vaccine and the chickenpox vaccine at once for kids under four. Former White House COVID point woman Deborah Birx.
Parents out there, you really need to continue to immunize your children under four if they're in group settings where they can get exposed.
President Trump is expected to confirm a deal with Chinese President Xi today that would save TikTok in the U.S. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The framework of a deal was announced this week by Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, and the talks between President Trump and President Xi are expected to firm that up. Speaking in the U.K., the president said TikTok has great value.
I like TikTok. It helped get me elected.
The agreement would separate the app from its Chinese owner. Have to decide between paying the rent on time and seeing your favorite artist perform? The FTC is taking legal action against Ticketmaster and Live Nation over high prices. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
They're accusing the companies of advertising lower ticket prices and then allowing brokers to scoop them up and resell them at inflated prices.
Dow futures down 24. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft says its first data center will go online early next year. Racine County will be home to what the company calls the most powerful supercomputer in the world. The news from yesterday was that the tech company is spending $7 billion in Racine County. That's about doubling what was previously planned. Over the next year and a half, the project will shift from construction to preparing for around 400 permanent jobs. Kenosha's old Max Deli is being refreshed with something from Racine. Yogi's Puddin' will be opening in the 52nd Street location formerly occupied by the deli. There's a ribbon cutting on Friday, October 3rd. The dessert shop is a new offering for Kenosha. They have been operating on Washington Avenue in Racine. Racine is a busy place this weekend with two big events. Tonight is the last Island Park Beer Garden of the season that has live music, food, and local beer. Tomorrow, Party on the Pavement brings thousands downtown for live music, games, food, and entertainment. That runs from noon to 7. That is a free festival now in its 22nd year and will span 12 blocks downtown. Main Street and several side streets will be closed for the festival. From star-spangled banners to star-studded movies, Racine native Lamani Segura is hitting the big screen as she joins the cast of Camp Rock 3. That's the latest movie in a popular Disney Channel series. Filming began this week in Vancouver, with the 16-year-old Segura taking on a big role in a movie starring the Jonas Brothers. Last month, Segura released an album through the Def Jam record label. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The Crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player. Yelly, you know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from there.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at Hog Lawyer. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at Hog Lawyer.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice way to wrap up the work week with partly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms becoming likely as the night goes on, especially after midnight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
When I was younger, I thought that the world was going to be simple and nice. But now, at the end of my life, I'm not so sure. I'm getting grumpy, which I don't like. Like, I don't like any new songs. Because every new song is about how tonight is the night and how we only have tonight. That's the message in 90% of songs. That's such 19-year-old garbage. I want to write songs for people in their 30s called Tonight's No Good, How About Wednesday? Oh, you're in Houston on Wednesday? Oh, okay. Well, then let's just not see each other for 6 months, and it doesn't matter at all. I try to stay polite. I'm overly polite, apparently, my wife says. When my wife and I walk down the street, we have totally different styles. When she walks down the street, she does not care what anyone thinks about her in any situation. She's my hero. When I walk down the street, I need everyone to like me so much. It's exhausting. My wife said that walking around with me was like walking around with someone who's running for mayor of nothing.
You're alone and life is making you lonely. You can always go downtown when you've got.
So is that true, Kelly? So when you're feeling down and low, you should always go downtown. Is that the way it is?
I suppose. Otherwise, you're in a good mood too. We take all moods in downtown.
Downtown. I was going to use the opening song from A Little Shop of Horrors, the musical, where it's downtown. But I was afraid there might be something. I couldn't remember how the song went, so I was getting afraid of it. Do you have your doctor's note with you, by the way? Kelly was out on Monday. She couldn't come in. Yeah, right. And so I said, you had to have a doctor's note. I once signed, I forgot my note in school. It was in grammar school. And I actually wrote it and signed my mother's name to it. You know, dear Miss Schmidt, please excuse Donald for missing school yesterday. He didn't feel well. I signed it H. Rose in my mother's name. She had to know that was a fake. I was in second grade. She had to know it. And she just accepted the note. I don't know. I would have thought that would have kept me out of the National Honor Society, but it didn't. Anyway, Kelly Cruz is here, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. The event of the year is tomorrow, Party on the Pavement.
Yes, this is the big one.
This is the big granddaddy of them all. And what's interesting is we broadcast from the very first one. And I remember when downtown, they tore up the street and it was dirt. It looked like the Wild West, you know, all the dust and dirt and mud because they were going to put a new concrete street down, and they did it. And as soon as they got finished, the first thing they did said, no cars on it, just people. Which my guy working here said, this is the weirdest thing to do. No cars can drive on the street.
Yeah, now here we are. This is our 22nd annual Party on the Pavement. So, yeah, we've got, honestly, when I say bigger and better, that is the truth. This event is massive.
So where does it start? Like at State Street?
It goes all the way from State to 6th Street, and then 6th Street all the way down to the roundabout.
Whoa, goes to the roundabout.
Oh, yeah. And all of the side streets are utilized as well. So even we have a car show on Sam Johnson Parkway. We've got BMX stunt performers on on College Avenue. We have dance battles on Wisconsin Avenue. We have new this year, really cool. We have a mini German fest happening on Park Avenue. And so the German Club of Racine is hosting that, and they will have live polka music all day. We're doing a ceremonial tapping of the keg because it's actually the first day of Oktoberfest in Germany. So it works out really well. So at 12:30, come on down and we're going to do the ceremonial tapping, and they're giving away free beer until that keg is gone. So it's a great reason to get down there early, get a better parking spot if you get down there early. And we've got the Brewer's Barrel Man will be making an appearance and doing free photo ops.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Bigger and better every year.
Yeah, we've got over 50 food trucks that'll be down there. So if you definitely want to come hungry. And we have 5 stages of live music, believe it or not.
You know, I could hear this. I live on Main Street, and I could hear it sometimes from my house. That's because I live right straight down the road there. I can hear it. Always sounds like a lot of fun. And you get to meet people that owe you money, and you can approach them and remind them, hey, remember that 10 bucks you borrowed? They're always there.
Yeah, you know what I love about Party on the Pavement? It is such a great representation of Racine. So we have hundreds of vendors down there as well, and every organization that you can think of is down there. And of course, all of the downtown shops and restaurants are setting up outside and serving their delicious food.
I was about
food.
To say, the stores actually come out.
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
In front of,
yes. Good. Yeah. So it's a combination, but, you know, 200 vendors. So really, you're seeing every organization in town, every small business owner, lots of entrepreneurs, some arts and craft vendors as well. And it's just, you know, it's like the smell is in the air. You can hear the music. It's really just incredible.
What about parking? People always say, where do I park my car? Yeah, parking garages all throughout downtown.
Yeah, there's
and you can park on the street
quite
too.
A few parking parking areas. You can take State and do the State and Main parking ramp. There's also the McMinn. If you take Lake Avenue, there's also the Lake Avenue lot. So there's two right on Lake Avenue, which is great. And that is two-way now. So it's easy in, easy out. State and Main is a great one. You can always park down by Festival Park. There's meters down there as well. So all of the parking ramps are just $4 for the entire day. So you don't even have to worry about anything.
So who? I know you weren't there at the beginning of it because you're not old enough to be there at the beginning of it. So who started Party on the Pavement? Do you know the history of it at all?
It was a group of merchants. I believe it was Mary Kosterman, or is one of the initials. She used to own Copacetic down there. And the group of merchants decided, hey, what can we do to celebrate after this? You know, what can we do to get people downtown to remind them that, no, there's no more construction. We are open. Let's celebrate. So the merchants started it. It was 23 years ago. We had to skip a year because of COVID. Mm-hmm. So, but now 22 years ago. So it's a pretty neat. And then from there, it has, when I say it's literally been growing every year, it has. We've done something new every year. And so this year, I mean, we've never had this many vendors. We've never had a German fest. The car show is doubling in size this year. So classic car show. So it's just a really cool, fun day in our community.
If I hold on to my car any more years, it'll be one of your classic cars. The you have food trucks and everything? You
have those? We have 50 food trucks.
50?
Yeah, and then on top of that, you have all of your favorite restaurants are going to be open and serving food. So Old Madrid will be out there serving food. Salute's will have their pizza, you know, the new cafe if you haven't tried that. I mean, all of the actual, we have amazing restaurants in downtown. So on top of the 50 food trucks, all of the restaurants will be serving their food too. So definitely come with an appetite.
Where do you put 50 food trucks?
All on the streets, yeah. I mean, you think about it, it's a 12-city blocks.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food.
A lot of people stuffing themselves. And we wonder why we're so
heavy.
It's
like a mini state fair.
It is. You know, and I was going to ask you this, like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they always ask the organizers, when do you start planning for the next one? They say the next day, Friday. We have to review what happened, and we start saying what worked, what didn't work, and we move on. You kind of do that? Because I know I asked you to come in Monday, and you said, no. Monday, we're recuperating.
Yes, our Monday is our recuperation day. But we certainly do like a postmortem event recap and make sure we're taking notes while it's still fresh in our head. And yeah, I mean, we already have the date set for 2026. So it is sort of, it's a lot of planning. I give my whole team at the office such credit for, you know, organizing over 200 vendors is a lot to organize, and getting all of that information and putting the map together and organizing all of this entertainment. I mean, five stages of live music is no joke, and we have some really great bands. It's just, it's a lot of planning. So I am just praying that tomorrow everybody comes down and it's a gorgeous day and it's going to be wonderful.
Now, I had some work done in front of my house on Main Street about a year ago. They had to fix something in the water main in the street. They put down some concrete. Can we move Party in the Pavement all the way up to, because they did put down new concrete right in front of my house, and I think we should move Party in the Pavement right down Main Street. Keep it going. Did you ever think of expanding? Well, you must have expanded it if you went down to the roundabout.
So the one way is we've been expanding it more is using sort of those side roads. So yeah. Using off of 6th Street, actually using Wisconsin College and Park, and using as much side roads as possible, using Sam Johnson Parkway. So it's certainly, and we're using every square inch of every place. I mean, this is not like spaced out, walk a block and not see anything. There is at least, I would say, 30 vendors on every single block.
Now, I got just on a side note here. What's that big thing they're building? It's just west of downtown. It looks like a giant hole in the ground. It's on the next block. I forget what the block is. It Wisconsin Avenue. What are they building there?
They removed the old. It was an old YWCA.
Oh, that's where it was.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was like on the corner of Wisconsin and 4th. And the hotel Verdant has purchased that, and they are making it a surface lot. And they're going to have more EV chargers than I think any hotel in the state.
Whoa, that's what was there. Mm-hmm. Every time I drive by something that's closed or dug up, what was there before?
Yeah, unfortunately, that building, so many investors have looked at it and tried to save it. And, you know, sometimes it had just been so neglected for so many years.
It was a church at one time because I went to the later one. True Life Church used that building, and I think we've seen Bible Church use that. Everybody used that building.
Yeah, but in the last 10 years, nobody's been able to use that building. So, but it's going to be needed for the hotel as they start to expand. And it'll be really neat. I think there's going to be a total of 12 EV chargers in there, which is pretty incredible. So people who are, you know, want to
explore that. Can I charge my phone there?
Yeah. Why not?
Plug in my laptop?
Yeah. So that's going on. But other than that...
Well, you know, I always wonder, what are they doing there? That's what they're doing. Now, they tore down the YMCA. Now, they tore down the YWCA. Whoa.
Yeah. Wait,
but they're old.
I mean, they were neglected, too. Yeah. So, I mean, it's old is wonderful. Obviously, that's what downtowns are about, right?
And people.
Of restoring and keeping the downtowns intact. Yeah. But neglect can really take its toll on it.
Any new businesses we should be aware of? I know of the new cafe. They're advertising with us. I know they're open.
Yeah, we just did three ribbon cuttings at the last First Friday. So we have Opulence Beauty Lounge, which is a beauty suite with about 28 suites inside of it. So everything from like a barber, nails, tanning, eyelashes, massage, you name it.
I looked at my fingernails when you said that.
There's everything in there. So that was great. Mathers on Main, which is used to be called Kelly's. It's sort of right around, right by City Hall.
Okay.
They just opened up, and then we've got Loft 304 that just opened up above Tangles, which is an event space, which is great, and then an American Family Insurance. So a lot of movement going on. We're about a quilt store is going to be opening up in the next 3 weeks or so, which is really cool. I think that'll be great. So, lots of action.
Wow. You know, and I say this every time you're in here. I see a lot of downtowns across America. Whole downtown's neglected, and it just becomes urban blight. I don't know. You guys have kept downtown here vibrant, and that's really good.
We certainly try. I mean, activating your downtown is the best way to keep it relevant, to keep it top of mind for visitors and residents. And now that we have this wonderful hotel, we've got the Breakwater 233 down there, so we actually have more people living down there in those apartments. And we have the best group of businesses. I mean, we have some really incredible businesses that have been around for over 20 years. So if you think about that, that is really incredible for entrepreneurs to stick around for over 20 years. And we have at least almost 40 businesses that have been around down there for over 20 years, which is incredible. That says something about, you know, our downtown.
You know, I like window shopping. And what is it, Dimples, that has that massive window? They spend a lot of time on that window.
She's the best at that. And, you know, if you've never been inside there, it's just as incredible on the inside. But, yeah, her window display is always one of my favorites. The, like, Art Metal Studio and Plum Gold and Plum Silver, they always have incredible window displays, too, if you look around. And it's just, it's a great downtown. We should be really proud of it.
Yeah, and you got the Ram Museum down there.
Oh, absolutely. We've got some of the best restaurants. We got Cupies, Old Madrid, Salute.
So I went to Cupies the other day. I went with Kurt Bowman, who does our afternoons. We pick a different restaurant around the area for our monthly little chit-chat and gossiping and all that, stabbing people in the back. So we picked Cupies this time, and it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
A simple hamburger or a simple double cheeseburger with fries. And that bag of fries they give you is like...
And you got to get the root beer.
It's like a feed. Now I don't drink soda anymore. I stopped all soda. I had lemonade. But yeah, it was like a feed bag
still,
of fries.
And I love it because it's just... I love how they haven't changed it. You know, the nostalgia when you walk in, it's just...
Well, amazing. We got in there. There was no line. We sit down and now the line went out the door. I said, whoa, talk about timing is everything.
Yeah.
People love my wife.
They start getting busy in the morning. I mean,
I know.
The minute they open up, everyone is always asked, like, well, they're never open when I get down there. It's because they only make so much burger meat every day. And when that is gone, they close.
Yeah, it's not frozen. It's fresh.
So sometimes they have to close at 1 o'clock or 12:30. So if you want to go to Cupies, I recommend taking an early lunch break.
And if you're like me and hog it up with a double cheeseburger, then, you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, that is a tradition. My wife does some work at the courthouse and lunch break right down the Cupies.
Oh yeah, that's right there. Yeah. So, but back to Party on the Pavement.
Yeah.
We have so much live music going on. The Stephen Hull Experience will be there. He's internationally known. So that is going to be great. We've got Waiting for Eddie. We've got Shameless Place, Full Flavor, Identity Crisis. We've got the Elvis Tribute Band down at the Nash, which is always fun. We've got Mexican dance performances as well down in front of Mexico Lindo. So that is really incredible. If you haven't seen that yet, it is so fun to watch. So that's going on. Like I said, the BMX stunt performers, these kids are amazing. They're going to be performing at 12:30, 2 and 4 o'clock, so three performance times. And they are up in the air, I mean, above a three-story building. That's how high they get on their bikes. It's insane.
See, this event was voted best event in Wisconsin by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Wow. And, you know, there are a lot of events going. We own 31 stations around the state and so forth. And every week we get together online, people talk about their events. This is the one we got to talk about.
I know. I think we take it for granted as residents of Racine because everyone knows it's Party on the Pavement. But people come and travel from all over for this. You know, the hotels are booked and it's a big deal. It is a really big deal.
And you got the Verdant.
We got Hotel Verdant and we got the Doubletree down there.
Oh, the Doubletree. Yeah. But right there in the midst of downtown.
Yeah.
They have that restaurant on top.
Yeah, it's Eve. It's a cocktail lounge.
The
cocktail lounge. And then they have Marguerite on the main floor, and that is a wonderful Italian restaurant. So if you haven't tried that yet, that's a good one to go to.
So Indian Motorcycle, that's The Nash. You actually have a bands there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They use their entire parking lot, similar to what they do during First Fridays, but they have bands all day as well. So, and they'll have food there. When I say it's, I mean, put your walking shoes on because you'd be walking around a lot. There's so much to see. Every block has something different and cool. We even have like a blacksmith coming and doing live blacksmithing on the 400 block.
You're going to shoe a horse right there?
I don't know. Like they do like, I don't know.
We will be there. WRJM will have our civic
media.
Yes,
you guys will be on Monument Square.
That's right. Right in the heart of it all.
Absolutely.
But you're going to stick us on one of the side streets. No, we're right.
No, you're one of our partners.
So the major sponsors include Microsoft, the Breakwater, Chick-fil-A, Mount Pleasant. Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A will be down there, too.
I feel like Homer Simpson. Chick-fil-A. Johnson Financial, the Hotel Verdant, Gruber Law. Visit Racine County and Miller Lite. Boy, you got some good sponsors.
Yeah, and actually our presenting sponsors are SC Johnson.
Yeah.
And
American Place Casino.
American Place Casino, that new casino that's down in Illinois, and then Ziegler Honda of Racine. So those are our presenting sponsors. They have been fabulous. We couldn't put this event on if it wasn't for our sponsors. And I truly mean that because it is a free event, and it takes a lot of money to close down the street, get the security. All the permits that are involved, book all the bands, book all of these entertainment. And so having all of that for free is.
Wait a second. You're the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Can't you just close down the street at a snap of a finger?
I wish it was that easy. But seeing that it's a state highway is a little bit more process to it. It's a number,
32, right?
Yeah, it's 32. So it's definitely got a lot more going on with that. And you know, you think about how you're having the emergency exits and working with fire and police and making sure that in the event of an emergency, everything would be safe. So we put a lot of work into this event, and if it wasn't for our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do it. That's for sure.
Well, if you go online, too, you got a map of everything lined out.
Yeah.
So you don't go in there willy-nilly. You don't know where you're going. Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. And that doesn't even show all the different vendors and things. So all of those blocks, it maybe doesn't look like. There's a ton going on. It's just those are.
I'm still thinking about 50 food trucks. Where you put 50? Those things are big.
I know. Yeah, we even have disc golf in the old Porter's lot. So if you've never tried your hand at disc golf, that's kind of fun for the kids to do. Again, it's completely free.
What is that?
It's like, well, it uses a frisbee, and you have to get things into these big barrel like nets, sort of like basketball hoop nets, but they're lower.
Frisbee.
It's sort of like. Yeah. People do it in parks, but again, just another thing. There's going to be face painters down there, balloon maker people. I mean, there is something for everybody.
Okay, so let's do a quick review for people just yawning and waking up now, because not everybody gets up like us early in the morning. So it's Party on the Pavement. It's tomorrow. The annual event is on the 20th, and it starts at 12 noon and runs till 7 o'clock. So you got 7 action-packed hours of music, food. You doing the dunk tank?
The dunk tape will be down there.
The students? I always felt bad for them.
The pie a pom will be down there, you know, where you put a pie in one of a case pom-pom vase, and you have to pay for it, and then you can pie whatever you want.
I always felt bad. One year, it was chilly. I was wearing a winter, because it was in October.
Yeah, it used to be the first Saturday in October.
Yeah, and it was a little chilly. We had winter coats on, and they were dunking this poor girl from the high school in there, and I could see her shivering every time she got up, and just a lot of people were hitting right, and she kept getting dunked. I had to climb back up, and she was shivering.
It should be nice. It's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow, so it'll be perfect.
I have one with a winter coat on.
Yeah, I've been in one where there was, like, snow flurries in the air.
So you made the move to bring in a little warmer weather.
Yeah, just a little sooner, and that seems to work well. But, yeah, so tomorrow, Party on the Pavement, noon to 7, all of downtown Racine, 12 blocks. We've got live music on 5 stages throughout the day, BMX performances, dance battles, a car show, over 50 food trucks. Mexican dancers, mini German fest, tap in the ceremonial keg right at 12:30 with free beer and anything else. I mean, if you're looking for it, you will find it. With you have over 200 vendor organizations. All of the downtown businesses are going to be open. It's one of their best days of the year. So please support them and come downtown.
I just lost 24 pounds. I think I'll put it back on.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be laying on a couch on Sunday with a bellyache.
Well, congratulations on getting this off the ground. Tomorrow at noon, you're doing the countdown, taking a whole bunch of Tylenol and Motrin with you.
If I sleep tonight, otherwise. sunrise. I'll probably be down there. We, you know, people don't think about this, but we have to do all of the setup in the morning. It is very busy because the minute the street gets shut down at 8 a.m., all of my crew and volunteers come out and we set up an entire festival. So it's very hectic morning.
And you are so lucky you got sick this past week.
I know.
And not Saturday.
I also forgot to mention, this year we're doing a VIP experience for Party on the Pavement. So you can go to our website or our Facebook page and you'll see it, but it includes like private parking. So in a private lot, 6 beer vouchers, 6 wings from Buckets Wings on Wheels, bounce house passes, raffle tickets that you can put in all of our raffle baskets. So it's like this huge package. So it's pretty cool. If you want to go with the VIP experience, special sitting on Monument Square, shaded and all of that. So it's just something fun to try if you want to go.
Now, do you sleep well tonight?
We'll see.
I wonder if you're up all night just, you know, thinking about it. So, and you don't have that many people working for you.
No. This event is pretty much, you know, just our very tiny staff. We don't have any committee or anything. We get it done, you know. Schedule till staff. I have to give them the props because I could not do this alone.
Party on the Pavement with a very healthy... Now, Kelly Cruz tomorrow, downtown Racine. You can park on my front lawn for $20 and then walk about 30 blocks. So there's 2 parking garages, plenty of parking. You don't have to worry
about it.
Free parking garages. And there are other places you could park. You'll find a spot. Don't worry about it. Or you can walk there from
Of Lake Avenue. There you can park anywhere on Lake Avenue. You can park, like I said, the 3 lots. Lake Avenue's 2 ways now. So just take Lake and grab either McMinn or the Lake Avenue lot.
Okay. Starts tomorrow at noon, runs till 7 p.m. Stay for the full 7 hours. Thank you, Kelly. 7:31, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's get our morning news, see what's happening locally. And right now, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police are still looking into what happened at the Metra station early yesterday. A man was found badly hurt on the platform of the train station. Police say he'll survive, but they don't know yet how the injuries happened. He was flown to the hospital after he was discovered. The train station did remain open with regular service. The first weekday trains to Chicago leave at 5:15. Police say they'll release more information once they learn more. Big waves and dangerous currents are expected along the Lake Michigan shoreline from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon. A beach hazards statement will be in effect for Racine, Milwaukee, and just to the north. Kenosha County isn't included in the alert. Waves could reach 3 to 5 feet, creating life-threatening conditions for swimmers. Officials are urging people to stay out of the water and to avoid piers and breakwalls. A Wisconsin watchdog group is taking Wind Point police to court after being denied records about an officer who resigned during an investigation. State records say Officer Richard Van Drasik left the department in 2023 before the probe was finished, then worked briefly in Burlington. The Badger Project says it's part of a growing issue of wandering officers, law enforcement officers who leave under misconduct clouds but get hired elsewhere. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And given the population, it's kind of a surprise this hasn't happened before. The inaugural Kenosha Italian Fest will take place this weekend at Celebration Place on Kenosha's lakefront. The event is meant to celebrate Italian heritage with live music, food, cooking demos, cultural displays, and a parade through downtown. The festival will feature a Sunday outdoor mass and a Venetian night boat parade with fireworks Saturday night. If you're not looking for a festival, avoid the area. There will be road closures and limited street parking near the downtown area over the weekend. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin corn growers have seen rust in the past, but a new type of rust could be costing you yield this year. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Rust has forced the harvest along in states like Nebraska, South Dakota, and now it's showing up in Wisconsin cornfields. Chad Stoudinger is a regional agronomist with Dairyland Seeds, and he explains why this rust is different than what many Wisconsin farms have encountered in the past.
Southern rust came in from Mexico, basically, and blew up to this portion of the U.S. this year in some storm events in early spring. So it brought a new disease here, and so it mimics common rust, except that it's much more intense. It can shut down whole plants very quickly. It loves hot weather, hot heat and humidity, so above 77 degrees in humid conditions, which we had a lot of. Thankfully, in eastern Wisconsin, I don't think the impact is going to be yield limiting, but if we move to other parts of the state, it definitely is.
Chad Stoudinger is a regional agronomist with Dairyland Seed who has been observing this southern type of rust, and it could impact the harvest pace of Wisconsin farm fields. Might want to check in with your agronomist and see what their advice is. My advice on a Friday morning, if you're watching the markets right now, not bad.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim. Hey,
bud. Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Barrel cheese was unchanged yesterday in Chicago. 40-pound block cheese dropped a quarter of a cent to 168 and a quarter, while the AA butter dropped a half to 180 and a half per pound. October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning up 6, 1751. November's up 16, 1715. Right now, December corn is up 3 at 426. November beans up 6, currently at 1043. July new crop wheat, penny and a half higher, stands at 565 a bushel. Currently, that's just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a finally Friday trade session. More news anytime you want it, plus podcasts at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at BuildingWaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice way to wrap up the work week with partly sunny skies, highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms becoming likely as the night goes on, especially after midnight. It'll be a mild night with low temperatures in the mid 60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
I loved 4th of July. You want a sparkler?
No.
At the end of the day, you want to out-duel the rest of the block? Then you'd have to light off the big firework, remember? That was an announcement. I'm lighting it off, the $48 one. People are like, back up, get behind the car. Get behind the car, get your brother, get behind the car. What's going on? Ma, get in the house. And get behind the screen window, hurry up. He's lighting off the $48 one, hurry up.
What does he do?
That's the thing, I don't know. Slit, slit. It goes on his back. You're like, try to put it up. Don't touch it. Is it still lit? I don't know if it's still lit.
A cop.
What's going on here? Nothing. What's that, the $48 one?
We're talking movie night. I used to play with fireworks when I was a kid. One day, one firecracker went off in my hand while I was covering my ears. I got so frightened, I never touched another one for the rest of my life. Wow. You were, Brett, you play with fireworks when you were a kid? Be honest. Be honest.
I did. I'm more careful now being older, but of course, I was younger one time as well.
Yeah. All right, Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus. There is a lot going on at the movies. Before we get to the new ones, I saw a movie the other day. Went to see The Long Walk because a neighbor of mine wanted to go. Hey, I'll go with you to see it. It's a Stephen King movie. So we took in a matinee. And I was kind of ready for it because I read up on it. But it is an unsettling movie. It's very well done with a bunch of newcomers. I've never heard of any of these kids before acting in the film. But they were good. I mean, there's a lot of dialogue in this film. And they did it very well. But I did not recognize Mark Hamill as the major in the film, one of the bad guys. I didn't recognize him. He's wearing a hat over his forehead. He's got sunglasses on. He's got a full beard. And then I saw the credits go by. I said, that was Mark Hamill. Whoa, that's a Star Wars guy. But you knew it. Because you know everything about movies. Also, Judy Greer is in there. I remember her from Two and a Half Men. The rest of the people, they are excellent actors. It's just, I never heard of them. And then Stephen King, it's not only his novel they took it from, he's the executive producer of the movie. So, very interesting movie, The Long Walk. And I couldn't make up my mind if it took place in the 1950s or not, because the cars are 1950s cars. And someone told me, no, it's not a 1950s movie. Well, certainly look like it. Well, what do I know? All right, Brett's here. We got a whole bunch of new movies coming out this week. Let's talk about them. The first one is A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey.
That's right. This is an R-rated drama. It stars Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. They're strangers, and they meet at a mutual friend's wedding. And through a surprising twist of fate, they find themselves on a big, bold, beautiful journey. They go through this sweeping adventure where they relive important moments of their past, and they illuminate how to get to the present together and possibly have a chance to change their futures. So kind of a romantic drama, The Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey. It's rated R.
Now, who's in this again? Margot Robbie and?
Colin Farrell.
Oh, Colin Farrell's in this film. So, I'm going to start hearing soon how they fell in love during the movie. And, you know, I always do that when you make a movie with somebody because you're really close to them. I always said to my wife, if I was starring in a movie, would you mind if I kissed another woman and, you know, lay with her in bed in the movie? You know, she would. Not that it's going to happen. I mean, I don't see that happening in my lifetime. But I don't know how wives or husbands deal with that. You know, I don't know. I couldn't deal with it. So, but my wife's not going to be starring in any movie anytime soon. All right. Our next movie is called Him. And this is from one of my favorite people in the movies, Jordan Peele.
That's right. He's producing this one. It's a psychological horror film. It's rated R. Tyreek Weathers and Marlon Raine star in it. Tyreek plays a young QB that kind of descends into this world of chaos and terror. He's invited to train at a legendary QB's house, and the charisma starts to fade, and weird things start to happen in this one. It's a sports movie, psychological horror sports movie, and it's called Him.
My favorite movie from Jordan Peele is Get Out. My wife and I watched that multiple, we started in the movies first, then we just kept watching it every time we had a chance to. That is a great movie he made. Then he made, I think, Mom or Mama. He made that movie, which also was good. He's a great director and obviously producer, too. So Him is the second movie. Third movie is Afterburn. Let's talk about that one.
This Afterburn, it is an action comedy sci-fi film. It is rated R, and it stars Samuel L. Jackson and Dave Bautista. So those are two great names to star in this one. It's sci-fi, like you mentioned. After a solar flare destroys the Earth's eastern hemisphere, emboldened treasure hunters are hired to go into Europe and uncover all of these artifacts that are there, things like the Rosetta Stone, things like the Mona Lisa. And in this one, they are hired to go find the Mona Lisa, and they've got to face rival hunters, mutants, pirates, all kinds of things. The movie is called Afterburn.
Rosetta Stone, isn't that like one of those English things that helps you when you listen to it, Rosetta Stone? Isn't that a course you take?
It's currently a course, yes.
There's a real
ancient artifact in this movie as well.
Rosetta Stone. All right, I'll take that. And the next one is The Senior.
All right, this one is produced by Angel Studios. It's put up by Angel Studios. We know them very well. They've put out faith-based and inspirational content. So far, this movie is getting a 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you go out and you like this type of movie, I think you'll enjoy it. It's a PG sports drama. It's for families. And It is a unique story. So it's about this gentleman. His name is Mike. He's 59 years old, and he wants to settle some unfinished business. So things happened where he had to leave his college football team 40 years ago, and he decides to return to his alma mater and face the moment that changed everything and get back on the football field. So this is one of a very neat story about, you know, inspiration and perseverance about a guy that's 59 that goes back onto the college football field at an older age. So the senior rated PG from Angel Studios.
Wow. Okay, we're talking to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. We got a whole bunch of movie news coming up between Brett and myself. That's straight ahead. The morning show here on WRJN brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
When you choose Hospice Alliance, you receive support from expert-level caregivers every step of the way. From understanding the Medicare, Medicaid hospice benefit and what private insurance companies cover, to grief support for the whole family. Hospice Alliance will always provide the very best care to every patient who comes to them and will never turn away a patient for inability to pay. At Hospice Alliance, adding life to days is their goal. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Discover your fall wardrobe, kitchen gadgets for fun recipes, and vintage gems to add some seasonal charm to your home. Every one-of-a-kind find has a story just waiting for its next chapter. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
W-R-J-N. Yes, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here. We're talking movies. Let's get to some movie news. Julia Roberts in the movie news segment today.
That's right. So Julia Roberts she's on a circuit for some upcoming movies that she's going to be doing, and she confirmed that she's been in discussions about possibly starring in a sequel to the 1997 movie My Best Friend's Wedding. As mentioned, she was kind of on a publicity tour of this movie After the Hunt that is going to be coming out in October. And they asked her about what else is coming up. And she said, well, we've been in talks and they're very interested in doing a sequel to My Best Friend's Wedding. The movie came out in 1997. I think everyone would love to see another one coming on screen.
Angry Birds. The franchise continues. Let's talk about that.
That's right. Angry Birds 3. They are finalizing up the cast, and they made a very smart decision. So if you watch a lot of YouTube, if your kids watch a lot of YouTube, and if you know that there is one person that's one of the biggest YouTube stars, and his name is Mr. Beast. His real name is Jimmy Donaldson, and he has been teed up to be part of the voice cast of the Angry Birds movie 3. They announced him along with another influencer, Salish Matter, and he and him will be part of the Angry Birds movie. It was previously dated for January of 2027. They're going to move that up to the holiday season. So they're moving this up to Christmas 2026, the Angry Birds movie. I think families are going to love it. And if you want to talk about an influencer and someone that can promote, it's Mr. Beast. So we'll see how this movie does next year during the holiday season.
Let's talk about one of the saddest stories of the week. Robert Redford passed away. I didn't realize he was as old as he was. I don't think about it because you still hear him around. You still see him. Robert Redford passed away. Sad. But he left a body of work that is hard to compare to anybody else. And you listed your top five Robert Redford films. I have a couple of different ones on my list. But you go ahead and talk about yours.
Well, at number five, I had The Sting with him and Paul Newman. I thought that was phenomenal. At number four, I had All the President's Men. That was such an awesome thriller docudrama with him and Dustin Hoffman starring together. And number four, I had kind of a comedy action movie that I just loved. I love the movie Sneakers. It starred Robert Redford and Dan Aykroyd, Ben Kingsley, River Phoenix at the time, Sidney Poitier. There were so many people in that movie as they were security pros that were trying to break in somewhere and find an encrypted device. I thought that movie Sneakers was amazing. At number two was another one of Paul Newman, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which I so enjoyed. And then, of course, my first one, being a lover of sports movies, was The Natural. And I just thought Barry Levinson was great in terms of directing The Natural. It also starred Robert Duvall, Glenn Close. Robert Town was one of the writers of this script as well. So Robert Redford, The Natural, is my favorite. So in order, it was The Natural number one, Butch Cassidy, Sneakers, All the President's Men, and The Sting.
All right, I got some different ones here. One of my favorite movies he did is The Great Waldo Pepper. This was one of those barnstorming plane movies. I thought it was just a great story. He was good in it, of course. That came out in the 70s, The Great Waldo Pepper. Then you've got The Way We Were with Barbara Streisand. You got two top flight stars in this film. And I thought it was a tearjerker. It was a good movie. And Redford and Streisand, they had great chemistry on the screen. A lot of people say, well, I can't work with Barbara Streisand. You know, I can't. You'd never know in that film. They had great chemistry together. Barefoot in the Park. I have this on DVD, and I watch it all the time with Jane Fonda and Robert Redford. Now, he starred in the Broadway play also, but they brought him back for the movie. He wasn't a big star at this time, but it's just a funny, funny movie. Brubaker. Did you ever see Brubaker?
I have not seen that one, actually.
He goes undercover into a prison, like a prison work farm, because there's corruption there, and he's trying to uncover it. It is very good, Brubaker. He did voice work for a cartoon, Charlotte's Web. Of course, he's got Out of Africa, another great movie. Legal Eagles was good. Havana was good. He was the narrator for A River Runs Through It. Oh, I cried at that movie. It's one of the few movies I actually cried at. The list of movies, he was Charlotte's Web. And he just worked to the end. What a body of work. And we're just touching on it. Robert Redford, he will be missed. And, of course, he started a film festival called the Sundance Film Festival, which a lot of great filmmakers, they're great now, but that's where they got their start, from getting their films debuted at the Sundance Film Festival. And then critics saw it, people of influence saw it, releasing companies saw them. And so he's responsible not only for the movies he made, but for the movies he didn't make, other filmmakers made. So Robert Redford. That was a shocker when he died because I had no idea how old he was. Whoa.
It was. And like you said, I had a tough time picking my top five. You look at his body of work, it is so amazing. And the contributions he did for cinema, both from helping independent films and his own. Such a remarkable actor. And a good time to go watch some of his films and just remember him.
Yeah, everyone, your top five are great. I just like The Great Waldo Pepper, Brubaker, and Barefoot in the Park. All right, I got something here for you. Now every day, every other movie's a remake, a reboot, or sequel. So here are 10 successful franchises that haven't been touched by Hollywood in 20 years. Dirty Harry, Police Academy, Airport, Lethal Weapon, Billy Jack, Crocodile Dundee, Smokey and the Bandit, The Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws. Now, they all had sequels, but they haven't made any sequels for any of those films in at least 20 years. Now, for the record, Mel Gibson's trying to get a Lethal Weapon 5 off the ground. It's not, it hasn't happened. I don't think it's going to happen. But, well, see, a lot of those are like Dirty Harry. Clint Eastwood is in his 90s. He's not doing a Dirty Harry movie again. Billy Jack, Tom Laughlin, who's from Milwaukee, by the way, he's passed on. Smokey and the Bandit, of course, we don't have Jackie Gleason and we don't have Burt Reynolds anymore. And but, yeah, when you look at those films, it's funny they haven't done. Hollywood's known for taking something old and trying to rehash it. They haven't done it. Huh. Unless you know something I don't know.
Do you know something? Lethal Weapon was the only one that I know is in major talks of trying to get done.
Yeah. Some movie news. The Super Mario Galaxy movie hits theaters April 3rd of 2026. You know anything about that?
Well, they just announced it, so I can tell you the first one did over $1 billion worldwide. So be prepared for this one to take the world by storm as well.
I remember when the Super Mario film came out, I said, "You know, no one's going to go see that." What do I know? One of the biggest films of all time. What do I know? Lisa Ann Walter says Lindsay Lohan may be ready to give Disney a call about a Parent Trap sequel. Now, the original one came out in 1961. And they've had remakes of them, so we'll see what happens. Ben Stiller says, meet the parents' force in the process of trying to corral Barbara Streisand to be in the movie. That'd be good. Let's see what else I got. Ben Stiller says, Ariana Grande may play a very unique character in the new Meet the Parents movie. Clint Howard. Now, this is Ron Howard's brother. And he played on the Andy Griffith Show. He was little Leon. I don't know if you remember the kid with the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And he made some movies along the way. But he made a movie called Ice Cream Man back in 1995. Do you remember that movie?
I have seen that one, actually.
Yeah, it was kind of he's kind of a creepy, creepy guy in this film. Because he looks kind of creepy. And now he's making a sequel to Ice Cream Man. We just talked about sequels not being made. They're making them. All right, we just have a list here of movies that had a very long running time. So what's the average movie running time? An hour and 40 minutes, hour and 50? Maybe two hours, yeah.
You know, it's right around 2 hours you generally peg a movie at, yeah.
These are smash hit movies that ran a lot longer. Titanic, 3 hours and 14 minutes in 1997. It's a Mad, 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 Mad World in 1963, 3.5 hours. Anatomy of a Murder, that was 2 hours and 40 minutes. That was back in 1959. That's a long running time for 1959. The Godfather Part Two, 3.5 hours. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, 3.5 hours. Lawrence of Arabia, 3 hours, 47 minutes. But the granddaddy of them all is the big Cinerama production of The Greatest Story Ever Told with Max von Sydow and a list like John Wayne was in the movie, Sidney Poitier. They just, the list went on and on. 4 hours and 20 minutes. Whoa. That doesn't count the intermission of about 20 minutes. So when you went to see that film, you sat there for 5 hours in that theater. Think you can park your butt in a seat for 5 hours?
You know, even I couldn't do 5 hours. I think there's got to be an intermission there. I can get three in, depending upon the movie, but five, that's pushing it.
And keep in mind, the seats back then weren't the lounge seats you have today. These were movie seats that were crowded together, very little leg room. I mean, I can maybe do a couple of hours on a Barca lounger like you guys have now, but to sit in those old movie theater seats in 1965, 5 hours? I don't think so. Let's see. There's a new Anaconda remake, reboot, reimaging, whatever you want to call it. Starring Jack Black and Paul Rudd. And a Joni Mitchell biopic is in the works. And rumor has it will star Anya Taylor-Joy and Meryl Streep at different parts of her life. Whoa. That I wouldn't mind seeing. I'm a big Joni Mitchell fan. Meryl Streep playing Joni Mitchell later on in their life?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with that. All right, we've got 2 minutes left. Let's go review what's coming out this week for the people just tuning in.
Sure. So we've got A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey starring Margot Robbie and Colin Farrell. That is a rated R drama that's out. We have a psychological horror film produced by Jordan Peele called Him. That's rated R. We have Afterburn, an action comedy sci-fi movie. It stars Samuel Jackson and Dave Bautista, rated R. We've got, and then we've got The Senior. This is a PG sports drama about a 59-year-old who decides to go back to his college alma mater and finish some unfinished business with his 1 year of eligibility and get back on the football field. That's from Angel Studios. And we also have a special presentation. We've got a special live presentation from Sight and Sound of Noah Live.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this comes from, it was filmed, and it's spectacular, from their theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's a live stage production of Noah. My family and I actually saw it last night. It is amazing. The production's amazing. So if you want to go see that, it's produced by the same company that has a stage in Branson and in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So Noah Live is on our screens for 1 week only, and that would be a tremendous pick as well.
You know, I saw another live presentation on your screen from Lancaster. Another biblical movie. I can't think of the name of it. It was a biblical production.
They had Daniel last year.
Daniel, that was it. That was fantastic. And it's hard to believe it's, you know, it's live on stage, but it's sometimes it's, you know, recorded, but it's live on stage. And it's amazing to see how they do that with all those cameras around. Whoa, that was great.
And this one's really neat because there's a whole bunch, as you can imagine, the story of Noah. There's a lot of live animals in this production. So it's a really neat set that they've got built for the ark and the animals coming on and off. So great production on this one as well.
Wow. Okay, you got a whole bunch of good movies. We have to talk about the Christmas movies, do a little special one time, because a lot of movies coming out this holiday season, but the big one is Wicked, the second part. It's Wicked Forever, Wicked, what is it called?
Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good. I never remember that. They should have just called it Wicked Part 2. easy to remember. I can't wait to see that, because I saw the stage musical, and it was just fantastic. I saw Part 1, fantastic. All right, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Hold on the line, Brett. Don't go anywhere. He's here every Friday to talk movies. Right now, it's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do the news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Reactions poured in from the late night talk show crowd a day after ABC pulled the plug on Jimmy Kimmel indefinitely over those remarks he made about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Jon Stewart hosted The Daily Show on Comedy Central, owned by CBS parent company Skydance.
We have another fun, hilarious administration compliant show
with compliant monologues like Jimmy Fallon's on NBC's Tonight Show.
President Trump just wrapped up his 3-day trip to the UK and he
looked incredibly handsome.
Stephen Colbert on CBS made sure
we're still on the air
after